There's a unique race for a seat in the Delaware General Assembly this year. As WHYY's Chris Barrish reports, the battle is being waged from a single block in the bucolic village of Arden.
I'm waiting at the corner of Hillside and Miller Roads. Coming down the block from his home is Ray Siegfried. He's the Democratic nominee for the 7th District seat in the Delaware House of Representatives. Coming up the street is his neighbor of 4 years, Eric Braunstein. He's the Republican nominee. Braunstein quips that it looks like a shootout. So when did they first meet? Braunstein takes the lead in answering. Siegfried chimes in.
I would have to say through this.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, as we shake hands, passing in neighborhoods.
Right.
It's just kind of fun.
Braunstein is a realtor who has headed the industry's Delaware Trade Association. Siegfried was a senior executive at Christiana Care, the state's largest hospital system. Both say their professional expertise would benefit Delaware. But though they live barely 100 yards apart in this woodsy hamlet near the Pennsylvania line, they exist in different ideological neighborhoods. Listen to this exchange. Braunstein is talking about how he wants to help Republicans break the Democrats' stronghold on both chambers of the legislature. An overwhelmingly blue state, Delaware has had a Democratic governor for the last 25 years.
This overwhelming control we've had by one party has not served our school system, has not served our ability to raise jobs, and I want to see that change. If we can do away with this high majority, this majority is referred to as a supermajority, both sides are going to have to communicate better with each other. And that's going to be good for everybody. It's going to be good for the 7th District. It's going to be good for the state of Delaware.
I disagree with that, okay? So, you know, first of all, I mean, if you look at, you know, the success that the Democratic Party has had, it's simply because we've had better policy, and we also have had, you know, better candidates. I mean, that's a fact of life. I mean, unlike the mess that's happening in Washington, I think the majority rule down here in Dover is a heck of a lot better. And I don't want to see what happens in Washington down here, clear and simple.
Both candidates are stressing job creation in a district that includes working-class Claymont and the affluent yet aging Brandywine 100. Based on recent history, Siegfried would appear to be the favorite. Democrats have held the House seat in the once-conservative district for more than a decade and hold a 2-to-1 voter registration advantage. But Braunstein aims to appeal to all voters, especially the 25% not affiliated with either party.
I'm out on the street every day visiting with voters. That is the prime focus of my campaign, talking to folks.
Siegfried triumphed in the 5-candidate Democratic primary. He touts his experience on Arden's town government.
I know what it's like for local governments to work with county and the state. I've been doing this now for 8 years.
No matter who wins, Ardenite Brooke Bovard says the election will mark the first time a town resident will serve in the General Assembly. Bovard is chair of the 7th District Democratic Committee. She says residents aren't exactly enamored to have neighbors competing for their vote.
I think that people are a little uncomfortable because they don't want to offend people. You know, they have two neighbors knocking on their doors and they don't want to say anything bad to either of them. But I think everybody will vote their conscience.
Even in the nation's second smallest state, this is a memorable campaign. The state elections chief cannot recall a General Assembly race where the foes live just a few doors apart. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barrish, WHYY News.